Kut Chofarach. Ein Kohen und Hashem Menachem v'chus Kohen und Shnei Meshosh Nigunim. Shem Tikkun Nefesh v'Teach Adas. They shouldn't sing all kind of tunes because the different tunes will get them confused. The Ein Nagen Ela Nigun Echem Mitchil V'Tzayif. We should use the same tune from the beginning to the end. He says that even Chazonim, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Taz, should pick tunes that everybody knows and go with them, not try to show their how original they are, to come up with some new tunes which everyone has a hard time fitting into the words. Tivchav Beis, the Shtalim Shia Maka Yisrael, the one who calls after the Quranim, preferable to be Yisrael. He says, Amor Lehem, that one who's calling after the Quranim is not a Kohen. The Yikra Kohenit, Kishachatim Kohen, the Chatim himself is a Kohen, then Yavid Yisrael, that's the Yikra Kohenim, the Yaka Oisim, the Chatim Ami Vashoisik. If the Chatim himself is a Kohen, then we have another person calling out the words of the Bechus Kohenim for the Kohenim. Chav Gimel, Tesha, Shekohan, Mephochon, Sa'om, Lo Yabitu, Lo Yisichu, Daitam, Elo, Yoneim, Klapi, Mato. Kohan should look down, not should look at other things while they're giving the Bevis Kohanim. Kamoisha, Oymed, Betzvila, as if he'd be Mel Shmonesri. But Michav, the Lebrocha, everybody else should listen to, pay attention to the Bracha they're receiving. Yipneim, Keneged, Pneya, Kohanim, Lo Yistak, Lubehem. They should face the Kohanim, but they should not look at them, not at the Kohanim, and not at their hands. So that they should not get distracted from the Bracha. So surely, they should look at other places. Some people, they don't want to look at the Quranim, they look all around. That's the Vada Nagut. The Ikra din here is not to look at things that will cause you a Hetzach Hadas. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, when they used the Shema of Forish and the Shechina was there, then there was also issue to look at the Quranim at all. But as man is there, we don't have that issue. But we do a Zeichel HaMikdash and not look at the Quranim, the Shechina was coming. The Ramos has gone, according to the Yitzhak with the Yidayim, the Quranim should also not look at their hands. The certain place of the minig was that the hands of the Quran were outside of the talus, so that the Quran should not see it. And the Bikur Yosef says that based on that, the people also cover themselves with the talus, so they shouldn't look at the hands of the Quran. That's our minig, the Quran have their hands underneath the talus.